to the market numbers first, and US stocks have ended the week lower as investors brace for the outcome of a crucial vote to raise the US debt ceiling. The Dow Jones has shed 62 points, while the S&P 500 has dropped 4 points. The losses have also been driven by fears about the pace of US economic growth. Jitters have also been felt across the Atlantic. The FTSE and the DAX have also closed weaker. And the unease over the US market has weighed on Australian shares, which have hit an 11-month low. Both the ASX and All Ords lost 39 points. The Aussie dollar is currently worth around 110 US cents. British satellite broadcaster BSkyB will hand out $1.5 billion to placate investors angered by a recent fall in share prices. The company's shares have fallen sharply in the past month after News Corporation abandoned its bid for BSkyB amid the News of the World phone hacking scandal. Apple has become the world's biggest seller of smartphones, according to industry analysts. The figures from Strategy Analytics show the US company has overtaken Nokia and Samsung in the second quarter of this year. And back home, a former executive director of the collapsed childcare provider ABC Learning has been committed to stand trial for breaching his duties to the company. Martin Kemp is accused by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission of misusing his position for personal financial gain.